Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, family and friends. Good day to you. Today is January 21st, 2019. This is Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me for this weekly podcast where we talk about astrology and energies. We are just on the heels of a giant total lunar eclipse that was big and bright and red in the sky. Whether you saw it in person or you saw it in pictures online, you've probably been feeling this eclipse. It has been a powerful one that's been returning you to a new area and energy in your heart. It was at zero, nearly 1 degrees of Leo, and it's a total eclipse of the heart. That song, wasn't that song in the 80s? And it's helping you remember what's important right now based on your own sense of self, based on what is essential to you, where you feel a confidence rising. Now, because it was a total lunar eclipse, and that is a full moon, it means that it's a letting go, it's a release. And you could be feeling that in many ways. You could be feeling it physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially. You could be feeling it in the ethers. There's many ways that we can feel energy shift, energy change. And it is a sense of things changing over, things ending. Since the eclipses started in 2017 in the Leo-Aquarius axis. Now, Leo and Aquarius are masculine energies. So it's been breaking up parts of us that we identified with at perhaps an egoic or mental level that we claimed as part of our sense of self. And we've had to allow these breakups to occur. And that can be a breakup of energy. That can be a breakup, something in your heart. It can be actual breakups with people, with groups of people. But it's meant to release what's been stagnant or stuck. And to allow these changes to happen, you know, both Leo and Aquarius energies are fixed signs. They do not want to let go. And so the letting go feels even tougher or deeper because you think, oh, I've been doing this for years. Or, oh, but I've had this relationship for so long. Or, oh, I've known this part of my life. It's been so stable and secure. And then these eclipses came through over the past 18 months. And the universe said, it's time to release. It's time to let the cracks happen, to let some things fall apart and fall away. And we can fight it because the ego, the false ego, will feel like it wins when something unfolds on its own terms. Right? When you're like, I won, or this was what I chose, or this is what I wanted and I got it. And so the ego can be very limited in what it perceives as a success, as what it perceives as a self-definition. The ego can be very limited in the here and now, but the bigger energies, the cosmic energies that are moving us forward, are asking us to stay open to these new parts of ourselves that we're meant to meet, we're meant to be introduced to and embraced, and that you are opening up with this eclipse more areas in your heart that maybe you were afraid to go to before, but now you're ready. Or at least the universe is giving you a kick in the butt and says, you're ready, this is happening, here we go. So it's a big energy, and for the next 2 weeks, after the full moon peaks, where there's realizations and understanding, you see something now, you get a fresh insight, or you have a, oh, that's what that was, or, oh, I didn't realize that's what this was about, you get that bright light of the full moon illuminating something for you. Because every full moon is when the sky is the brightest. So then we move forward in the next 2 weeks, is the letting go. It's that exhale, the clearing out, releasing whatever you realize. You'll have support working through it. You really will. And that support is going to show up here probably pretty quickly, because the moon in Leo is going to make trines to Mars in Aries, Jupiter and Venus in Sag, and then trining Uranus at 28 degrees of Aries. So the moon is energized over the next 2 days. Then the moon enters Virgo and will be stabilized, solid, practical, discerning, especially as it connects with Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. And the moon in Virgo will oppose Neptune and Chiron in Pisces. So we are in a clearing out energy that's supported this week. It really is. And just allow yourself to be new. You know, allow yourself to feel the feels and to not identify with it, to not grasp onto it or to hold it, to not even apply pressure that you have to understand or figure it out, and that you're really just able to know that the cosmic energies work outside of the human timeline. And that in itself can be reassuring, that should it work for you, should it resonate with you, the bigger energies here are supporting beyond what can be seen. And I think, honestly, that's just what our human selves need to know at times when we go through these big periods. So there can also be breakthroughs and things finally moving. There can be a sense of, I'm really turning a corner, I'm turning a page, hallelujah, I'm free. All of that can come up too. So we're moving on to the next chapter. My next eclipses are in July. And now we enter the Capricorn and Cancer axis, and these are feminine energies. So now our feminine energies are going to receive these bursts of energies, the cosmic support, if you will, and it's going to help our emotional bodies, our inner world especially, get stronger. And so in today's show, I wanted to share with you how to be conscious and aware of the Capricorn energies that are going to continue to show up for each of us individually and collectively over the next 2 years. Now, in 2019, we have 3 eclipses in Capricorn. So that part of your chart that holds Capricorn energies is getting a zing, zang, zap this year and into next year. And then, of course, we have Saturn in Capricorn throughout 2019, Pluto in Capricorn, and the South Node in Capricorn. So it is busy in the Capricorn energies. And it can feel like a lot, because one of the things about Capricorn energies is that it can feel so responsible, and that it carries the weight of the world. It has all the burdens. It has all these things to do and take care of, and what's my mission, what's my work, what's my path, I've got to know. And even that sense of, if I don't know, maybe I'm not useful, maybe I'm not productive, maybe I'm missing something. The Capricorn energy can apply pressure. It's associated with mentors, authority figures, father figures, people you look up to, even that sense of, these people are applying pressure on me to figure something out. Now, it does depend on how Capricorn energy shows up in your chart, if it connects with any other planets or points, if it is an energy that you are able to work with, or if you struggle with. Either way, we are all at a cosmic level being asked to own our mastery. This is Capricorn at its finest. It understands that it has an expertise. And the expertise, because it's an earth sign, can simply be in your physical experience of being here. It can be that sense of, well, I'm here. I'm in my body, and I'm on the earth, and I know I'm meant to contribute to society. I have responsibilities. I have duties. I need to have a job to make money. All Capricorn. But at a higher level, the Capricorn experience is understanding that you have full domain over all of your energy in every situation. And that's what we're each working on and working through, is how to take more responsibility for all of our energy, no matter what your occupation is, no matter what responsibilities. It's understanding that the full ownership of your life is on you. And while that can feel like a burden, it's meant to feel validating. It's meant to be where you generate self-respect and your own level of integrity. It's meant to be something that strengthens you. It's that spine energy of your backbone, and I'm here, and I'm meant to be here, and I have a purpose in being here, and I'm going to feel strong, even though I don't know what the heck is going on, because things are pretty confusing in the world right now. They can be confusing at a human level, but at a spiritual level, things need to play out, perhaps collapse, perhaps fall down, and then be rebuilt. So the Pluto in Capricorn energies are making their way through the third decan of Capricorn. Every astrological sign is composed of 30 degrees from 0 to 29. And we take those 30 degrees and we break them up into 10 degrees, and each 10 degrees is called a decan. So the first decan is 0 to 9, second decan is 10 to 19, third decan is 20 to 29. So Pluto has now entered and will stay in the third decan of Capricorn. And this is a place of maturity. As any planet moves through the full 30 degrees of a sign, it matures. So the first 0 to 9 degrees would be like a child, okay? And it could be that you're learning something, beginner's mind, your understanding, you're figuring out what this astrological sign is about. You go into the second decan between 10 to 19, and you could think of it as the teenager, where you're experimenting, you're trying things, you're applying what you've learned, you're seeing what works in the real world. You're maturing through the middle degrees of a sign, and then you enter the last 10 degrees. And once a planet gets 20 degrees and beyond, it's meant to be applying the knowledge. It's meant to be a place of maturity and mastery, and you're being held to a higher standard here. You're really understanding what it means to be in this energy and to take responsibility for yourself. So this last decan of Capricorn is where things are going to really come to a head, come up, and be clear. However, Pluto, if you're familiar with the planet, is about destruction, is about lies and power and what needs to die so something new can be regenerated. It's transformation. It's metamorphosis. But because there is this upcoming conjunction with Saturn and Pluto in January 2020, that's when we're going to see more consequences, more karmic revelations, more collapse, more of what we didn't know. Because Saturn, especially in Capricorn, is about accountability. And Pluto has its secrets. Pluto is power structures and what goes on behind closed doors, the secret vault of knowledge, what's not being revealed, what's happening behind the scenes, why things are confusing right now, why you can feel like there's topsy-turvy. Do we even have all the information? No, we don't. We don't have the information. We're going to. But until then, it's not certain in a way, and you can feel it energetically. So as we progress through this Capricorn intensity, we are each being called upon to step up into a place in ourselves, a place in our own energy field that is about our mastery, that is about what we know is true. And you could think of it as taking the higher path. You could think of it as really elevating yourself. In Capricorn, we may have to do things that other people don't understand. You could argue that every astrological sign can be misunderstood, right? There's something about every astrological sign, every energy that could be misunderstood. I think with Capricorn, because there is that burden at times, because there's a sense of responsibility, it's not a communication sign. That would be an air sign. It's decisive at times. It's clear about what matters, what's essential, what results we're going for. But it doesn't always tell you the story. And that could be frustrating where you're like, somebody makes a decision, a higher up makes a decision, and you want to know why, or you're trying to understand why, but you don't have the information. And then if you are the person who is the supervisor, manager, superior, you're the one in charge, and you have to make a decision, but out of integrity, you can't explain certain elements of a decision. You can't give all the information. It can be misunderstood, right? So I want to briefly go through three examples here of how to develop Capricorn strength and how it involves integrity, hard choices, and standards. And I want to talk about three different scenarios. One is dealing with a prima donna. One is business relationship dynamics with friends and family. And the other is making sound choices, even when your heart feels differently. So the first scenario, perhaps you can relate to this, is about a prima donna energy where you're working with somebody who believes they are special, where they are more powerful, more gifted. They just believe that they are better, and that is what should be catered to. The prima donna energy is someone who believes that because they're different and special, that they should have their specialness addressed. It is a tangent of narcissism. It's a component of narcissism where one believes that they have a greater importance. And a prima donna is either gender. Perhaps you already are aware of this energy, but it's someone who really just thinks that they're better than everybody. And you can make choices about these interactions. For example, if it's a friend or a family member, maybe you don't really interact with them as much. But when you're working with them in business, there's different things that can come up. So I want to share with you a story here that I went through around working with a prima donna for a project that I was in charge of with about 15 people. And you know, when you work with groups, you have all kinds of people, and you'll have the ones who ask all the questions and the ones who want to do a lot and the ones who do nothing and the ones who are in charge. I mean, you get the full spectrum. So this prima donna is a woman. Showed up, and she was difficult from the beginning because even though she agreed and wanted to participate in the project, she gave pushback on everything. It's as simple as when I needed something from her, she would take 3 weeks to get back to me. She would argue with everything about how her decision, her choice was better than mine, how she knew what to do and I didn't. Everything was an effort. Have you ever dealt with that kind of person? And you know, you see their name in your inbox and you're like, oh my goodness, what's the problem going to be this time? So this prima donna was really about her own power and how to always exert power in any situation, in any relationship. And she wasn't good at working with any kind of relationship where her specialness was not catered to. And so she didn't like my choices. She didn't like my responsibilities. She didn't, you know, everything was difficult. This is the kind of test that we receive when we are really getting clearer and stronger in what we know is important for a project. Now, this is a business project too. So with any business project, you have your role and your responsibility to deliver results, right? When you're on a team, different people have different positions in order to contribute to those results, to what you're aiming for. And when everyone plays their position, things happen, things move along, and ideally it's success. And when someone does not play their position, they become the difficult one or they become the one who takes up more energy. In this case, not only did she take up more energy, she took up most of the money of the budget. She took up most of the time. I had more phone conversations with her than anybody else. It's sort of like if you just did 1, 2, and 3, we'd be good. But she created 4, 5, 6, 7. So what you have to keep an eye on is when you're dealing with anyone of this nature or similar, you always remember what are my responsibilities and what are my roles in this project. And this is your Capricorn integrity. Now, one of the things about Capricorn is that it removes the emotional experience. It removes the emotional entanglements so that things can be clear. Where are we going? What are the results? What do we need to get there? This individual did a great job of stirring up drama. She did a great job of creating gossip. She got in between a friend of mine and I. Another friend of mine was on the project, and I was like, I am not talking to my friend about this individual because I would never put my friend in the middle of something like this, right? That's not necessary. So it's kind of all these red flags and flares came up. Now, I would love to have ended the contract. There were other people I did have to end their contract. I did have to let them go for other reasons. But this individual, I couldn't end their contract. When you're stuck with somebody, you're meant to learn something here for your soul growth. You're meant to tune in to what am I learning? What am I advancing? What am I meant to get stronger in? When you start asking those questions on your terms, you will change around the energy in yourself. You will change around what you see as possibilities. I feel like there can even be a different activation in your throat chakra because then you're strengthening your own responsibilities for the project. So eventually this project was completed, and this individual, it's like, I won't even bore you with all the other sideline things that got started because of her. But I was very happy to part ways with her. And then I was also very happy for what I understood, for what I learned, because the Capricorn energy is meant to help you get clearer and stronger through real-world experiences, real-world experiences. So you can't get out of it. You can't get away from it. And so you figure it out. You strategize or you think it through. You're like, what are the consequences here? Or what are the results here? It's something we experience in our life. It's something that brings us more maturity, more wisdom, more knowledge. You take deep breaths. You don't engage at their energetic level. You don't engage at their emotional experience and their arguments, their disagreements, their issues. I mean, I think at a deeper level, this person really was looking to be respected but didn't understand how to show up as a team player or how to contribute in a way that wasn't about her dominance. Now, the other thing I want to share with you is that it's not your role to teach them. And I know this can relieve some of you of a burden right now. I remember back 20 years ago, I worked at a hotel, and there was a woman who was always at the front desk, and the manager would tell her over and over again, Rosie, you're not meant to teach them anything. You're not meant to teach them about our policies. You're not meant to teach them. Like, you're just meant to get them through and checked into the hotel. Because I think the part of what you can feel as someone who sees what's going on, right? You see what they're doing. You're the more conscious one. You've identified their energy or their habits, is that you think, oh, if I just tell them, this information or if I just try to get through, chances are you are not the one to teach them or tell them anything. You can only teach yourself. You can only teach yourself. And so then you look at, well, what do I need to do on my side? Or what can I change? Or what's a different approach? Or even when is the end date? So I can say goodbye to this individual and never deal with them again. But you can only make your own choices. So relieve yourself of getting through to them and instead get through to what you can master in this dynamic. And understand, too, that a prima donna will always want to have the last word, will always want to demonstrate their power, will always want to do that one more thing to show you that they're superior. And so you can just take a moment and roll your eyes over the moon, take a deep breath, and you move on. And that Capricorn strength is going to show you, I don't need to go there. I don't need to waste my time on this. I don't need to bother. This is really important because of how many people are unconsciously acting out and how they can be unconsciously acting out. And it can show up in work situations. A lot of people take their family issues to the workplace. And they, if you're the boss, if you're the one in charge, you could feel like people are working out their mother issues with you. They're working out their father issues with you. They're mad at their sister, and they're working that out with you. So detach, step back. Because this is what we are each meant to master with the Capricorn energies, is I'm in charge of me. I'm in full ownership of my energy, and I will decide what integrity means to me as well as my own self-respect. And these standards are what we hold ourselves to that other people might not see, probably is not relevant or even good for other people to see it. I remember on this project, I just called this the backstage drama. And I was really clear that I wasn't going to tell anybody else in the group about the prima donna. I wasn't going to spread that energy. I wasn't going to create the gossip. It was not necessary. So this is why the Capricorn energy can be misunderstood, too, is because sometimes people have an expectation of communication about personnel issues. But that's not really a good thing to do. Especially if you're the leader, especially if you're the one in charge, because that ultimately reflects on you and your leadership style. So this is where you practice not engaging, remembering the goal, remembering the results, directing your energy towards that. And as you practice that, it does get stronger. It does get clearer in your own energy field. So business relationships are part of Capricorn energy because that's where business reigns. It's how we share our gifts and our education in the world. It's how we share our knowledge and our experience is through Capricorn. And this can bring up the types of business relationships that we have with different people in our lives. Now, there is no clear-cut one answer for the types of business relationships that are successful and the types that are not. Meaning, you can have great business relationships where friends are involved. You can have great business relationships where families are involved. And then you can have the opposite, where you work with friends and it turns into a disaster, or you work with family members and it all falls apart. So you'll find stories on either side of the spectrum. There are great working relationships with people you know, and there are difficult, horrible, wish I never done it examples as well. The Capricorn energy here is about maintaining clear roles and responsibilities. And that is first and foremost, because that's what business is. That's what your career is. It's about what we're working on to be successful, to reach results, to take care of the business or to grow the business. And so these relationships that are more personal can be tricky, because of the overlaps, because you know someone personally and then you work with them professionally and they're your boss or they're your assistant. Well, that's a different power dynamic. I remember talking to my mom about this once, and my mom had been in public government for 30 years. She worked with so many different types of individuals, and some people were her friends, some people became her best friends, and she says, you know, there's only one person in all those years who really knew how to maintain their role with me. Because some people get too personal on the job. Some people don't know how to handle the different power dynamics. Some people go the other way and they, you know, only want to be one role or one relationship with you, not the other. And it's an interesting thing to navigate. Again, there's no clear-cut division. There's no clear-cut line. And you figure it out as you go because it does depend on the specific relationship with each person. But the Capricorn energies here are strongly enforcing what is my responsibility, what is my role, what do I need to complete, what do I need to get done, what do I need to achieve, and making that really clear. And it could be worth a few conversations to review people's roles and what they need to do and how essential communication is in those roles, because there's times when you have to over-communicate to establish something, to be clear on the communication style. So this Capricorn energy here is asking each of us to show up in a professional manner, regardless of the personal relationship, and to honor these energies of the higher standard. And there can be overlaps. Again, it can work really well when both people are professional. It can fall apart when one person or both people are not professional. So I think it helps early on to establish what that looks like and to be willing to have that conversation that honors the two relationships that you have with somebody. Like if you have a personal relationship with them, acknowledge that and then talk about what the professional relationship needs to look like, what's important, what's expected. Expectations are a big thing in a professional or business relationship. It's like, what do you expect of me? What do I need to do? How often do you want to communicate? What do I need to complete? I mean, you have to get all this stuff out. And I think that it could be clear what doesn't work and who can't come into these mature energies. Because there could be a decisiveness here around what's working, what's not working, and what needs to shift or change. So Capricorn is about the management of the business. It's about the ability to provide oversight on the work at hand, oversight on the direction and where it's going. So it's business planning, it's the business mission. It's also knowing what is not your responsibility. And that's why a lot of businesses, of course, hire HR people or the vice president of communication. And that's the person that would be more under the domain of an air sign, especially Aquarius, which works with groups of people, to communicate what needs to be known, what is important, what are the standards, what is essential to the business, what are the expectations, et cetera, et cetera. That's more in the domain of Aquarius. Capricorn is the business decisions, the data, the numbers, the results, the stock market, the financials. How is this performing? Capricorn. And then you take it out to the people in Aquarius to tell them how it's performing, to tell them what's working, to organize them, to create the structures that support the next level of results. So these Capricorn energies can feel disconnected from the people. And they're focused on the bigger picture of what's happening. And that's what's needed right now. Again, you can apply this to your own life in terms of all of your energy and your own mastery. Well, I'm in charge of how I'm showing up in the world, and I'm in charge of what needs to get completed and what needs to get done. I've got to own that. I've got to understand that is my responsibility. And what I'm feeling is that some of you just need that message that it's okay. It's like it feels selfish or it feels like you're being cold. That is one of the lower archetypes of Capricorn, is that it appears so detached and cold and like you don't care, right? And that's difficult at times. So that leads me to our third scenario of knowing when to make sound choices when your heart feels differently. When your heart feels differently. And this is a very real thing, because most of us have a warm, beating heart in our chest, and we want to do right by people. You want to do right by them. And you don't want to hurt feelings, and you don't want to piss someone off, and you don't want to make a wrong choice. You know, it's like that intention of do no harm, but to offer help or support, or at least to get something mutually beneficial done or completed together. Now, a number of years ago, I launched spiritualityuniversity.com, and I worked with other experts on their online courses and classes. And there is a woman who I knew personally and whose books I loved. And I reached out to her about moving forward with developing a course together. And she loved it. And so I really like her. It's someone like, you know, you just like somebody and you want the best for them. You want people to meet them. You want people to know them. And I believe that her messages are awesome. Her books are great. She's very wise. And she's a good person. And so as we moved through this process, we had a contract drawn up and put together. And the contract brought up red flags on my side. And she kept delaying or pushing back on the contract on her side. And if you're familiar with contracts, even if you're not, an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, is standard. It's pretty standard. There's other parts of a contract that are pretty standard, whether that's a non-compete, the terms, other parts of a contract, really normal. And so we would have conversations about these parts of the contract, and the way that it went sideways is because of her husband, who is in business, but a different type of business and a whole different energy of business. And he kept putting his input in a way that was meant to help her and be beneficial to her, because she didn't really know much about business. And so he was helping her, which you can understand, husband, wife, sure. But ultimately, he was damaging what we were trying to co-create. And so he was like this, in my perspective, this third party that was intruding on what needed to happen. And so the final terms of our contract could not be agreed upon. And I knew this with my business mind. It was so obvious. Plus, the other thing I've learned through the years, I will offer this to you as some business advice, how a business relationship begins, the power structure of it, is how it continues. And I wasn't going to have them try to overpower me or try to be dominating when this was a co-creation. It was the whole other energy that I was like, this isn't going to work, because if this is how it starts, it's not going to change as you progress. And I didn't want to then engage in this way. This wasn't the intention at all. So the business went sideways. The contract went sideways. And she didn't like the NDA. She didn't like some things that were pretty basic. So I just knew. I was like, you know, she and I talked on the phone, and I said, you know, I just don't think this is going to work because we're not seeing eye to eye. This process isn't connecting. You know, this is this. So we talked it through. It was a hard conversation. I'm not going to lie. It's hard. Sometimes in business, you have these hard conversations. But the Capricorn energy gets you to what matters. What is the result? What are we both aiming for here? What are we looking to achieve together? And can we do that? Can we do that together? And so basically it fell apart. We ended the dialogue. And in my business mind, I knew it was the right thing to do because it wasn't the right path to follow. Hung up the phone with her, went for a walk. I was really, really bummed. And I was really sad. And I was so disappointed. And I knew that wasn't the place to make a decision from. You can have these two parts of yourself, right? You're like, you have your mind, your logical self, your business mind that sees this, this, and this. And there were other parts of it that I'm not sharing publicly. But it's like there's things that, okay, it's not a good business option to follow. And in business, we only have so much time in the day. We only have so many resources. We only have so much energy. There's only so much you can commit to at a business level at every point in your career. And so you have to be very wise about that. And so I went for this walk, and I just felt so sad. And it's okay to feel sad, right? It's okay to honor that there's disappointment, there's things that don't work out. I didn't like how it damaged our personal relationship. I didn't like how it got murky and uncomfortable. None of that is what we want. But it comes up when you go down this business path. So the Capricorn energy is reminding you that sometimes the hard choice is the best choice, even if it doesn't feel good, and to not confuse the two. Because it would have been easy, on the other hand, for me to say, oh, I'll just make it work, or oh, I'll just say yes, or oh, this, or all that. But no, 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 not in business. No, no, no. You can learn that the hard way, which I have done. I've learned it the hard way. And you realize I can't really make a decision based on that feeling. This Capricorn energy is asking you to come to the decision that's clear, that supports your long term, that supports what's best for you, and to let that be enough. Then, yes, you go somewhere else and you take care of your heart. And you go through the disappointments and you cry and you're bummed out and you're like, oh, I hope I didn't ruin this relationship with her, etc. And you move on, right? And at some point, hopefully you can reconnect. That's what I've learned too, is that the true relationships, the strong ones, have reconnection points. And it might not be right away, but you come back around, you've both learned some things from it, you connect again, and the relationship continues. So it's not always like it's all or nothing, or that the relationship is damaged forever. But when you're operating from Capricorn, it's not a relationship sign. It's not about the relationship in the same way, at least not on a personal level. It's about your relationship with your mastery, your relationship with your business, and honoring that. And from there is where you then bring in the people. You then bring in the opportunities. You then bring in the next step. So these could be some things that are coming up or that do come up for you in the next year or so. The Capricorn South Node is removing the outdated, the expired, and the lower ways of doing business, of showing up in the world, of responsibilities, of roles. I have a separate show for you on the South Node in Capricorn journey. And hopefully it also is providing clarity around what you do say yes to, what you do commit to, what is right for you. Because there's a lot of tests in business, if you will. Like, there's a lot of things where you have to make a decision about because, again, you only have so much time. You only have so much to do in a day. So that's part of what we're seeing is where do I need to direct my energy, not only right now, but for the year ahead, and also on a grander scale for my own life purpose, my own life achievements, and what matters to me in the long run. And when we understand that that's part of what we're being asked to get clear about, that can help you navigate some of these situations that can feel murky or uncertain. You know, it's basically asking yourself, okay, well, what is a good business here? What's good business opposed to bad business? What are the fair terms? What is mutually beneficial? What has the strength to stand on its own? But how am I developing the strength to stand on my own? Developing your backbone. It's developing that backbone in a way where you know, okay, I'm going to get through this. Okay, I'm going to make the right choices. Okay, this is good. I can handle this. Yeah, let's go. I mean, it fortifies you. It does fortify you when you know that you're in integrity with what matters, even if your heart feels differently, even if you're dealing with crazy drama, even if you're dealing with uncertain or confusing business relationships. Go to yourself. Get clear on your value. Get clear on your mastery. Get clear on what you are responsible for. Because also with Capricorn, you'll be like, I'm not responsible for that. I am not responsible for that mess. I am not responsible for those choices. You know, you get the boundaries here. You have strong boundaries. Strong boundaries. So that's part of what's also coming up for each of us to develop and strengthen. Strong boundaries. And you won't miss it, especially if this Capricorn energy is dominant or powerful in your chart. You won't miss those opportunities to grow or develop or heal. And it could show up as challenges. It could show up as some confusion or chaos. But this is inviting you into yourself, into your own knowingness, into your own clarity. You can handle this. You've got the strength. You've got the backbone. Most importantly, you have the awesomeness. Don't forget the awesomeness. So I think we're good here. This feels complete. You know, we've covered some important things about Capricorn strength and integrity, hard choices, standards, all these things that we establish in our life that we are responsible for. You are responsible for this. Nobody else is. So I hope this has been beneficial, my friends. As always, I hope to offer you valuable messages that are timely and supportive of what you may be feeling or what could come up here over the next year or so. And I also hope you'll join me on Wednesday for our next show where I'll talk about the energies of this week and into the next week. As the sun is now in Aquarius, it's a much more open, fun, get out there and do something interesting in the world energy. And I'm excited to talk with you more about that on Wednesday, January 23rd. So thank you for your likes, subscribes, and comments. And remember, on my YouTube channel, I have a lot more astrology teachings for you. You can find out more about the current transits, the full moons, and what is happening in your chart. I talk about the rising signs and the midheaven energies, a lot of stuff. So check that out on my YouTube playlist. And I will also have for you very soon that weekly transits course that I mentioned. It's going to come out on Wednesday, the 23rd. So that information will be available then. All right? I'm excited to share that with you. In the meantime, have a beautiful day. Many blessings. Thank you for your time. I so appreciate your time listening to the show, and I hope to speak with you soon. Take good care.